But we, you know, we just took a trip to Seattle and we went across country with her. And so we had to fly with her on a plane.
And you know, you're always worried, Carl, about the, you know, babies, how they're going to do when, when you travel.
Yeah. So it was a little like, it was a little stressful, but,
a little worried.
Well, yeah.
Flashback music.
How does Carl know what the fuck to put in here?
Because you guys are grasping for a segue, and I thought I would help.
Well, I'm waiting for Kieran to read her line. Hello, Kieran. Your line that's right here that says, well, Carl, let me just tell you that Mark is no longer a pussy, and that I was mistaken earlier when I called Mark a pussy because he's not.
Well, let me just tell you, Carl, that Mark is a big, dripping, wet pussy, and it's always going to be the same.
That is not
I'm so sorry to say.
You did not read your line as I wrote it for you.
Pussy!
That is not a dance. That is not a real dance.
It's the pussy dance.
Stop that.
It's the pussy show.
That is not a dance.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What is that dripping wet movie you're doing?
Oh, no. It's my dance.
Podcasting from Mondays.pwop.com. It's Mondays with your host, me, Carl Franklin, with Richard Campbell, Mark Miller, and Karen Mangiacotti live at Pwop Studios, except for that Richard guy. He's in Vancouver, Canada. Mondays is brought to you by Three Geeks and a Girl, Incorporated, also known as Pwop Productions, providing killer audio, video, post-production, sound, anything to do with sound. Online at www.pwop.com.
Pwop.com.
And now here we are for the Christmas show to warm the cockles of your something. The Mondays crew.
Throw another cockle on the fire.
Warming those mucklucks by the fire. And let it be known, we only started 7 minutes late.
Woohoo! Wow.
After all that. Only 7 minutes late.
That's our
all
fault.
That.
Well, it actually, we could have made it more on time, except for Miller's little McDonald's love affair.
Oh, I needed some fries.
No.
Like,
oh, yeah. I need
He's
my
crossed
McDonald's.
Back to the dark side, has
Hello,
he?
Lover. Richard, I try so hard. You would not, I like cook meals in our home, all the lunch and dinner all the time.
And all I do
like,
is think about my mistress.
Oh, McDonald's,
my woman, my
I
one
love
and only.
You.
Hello, lover.
<It's> Luckily, I can justify it because, you know, I get a McFlurry every now and again. Mm. And I have cause to. I have justification, kids.
Yeah, you know why?
We heard in the intro. You're pregnant.
I am pregnant.
Karen is pregnant.
God damn it. Will you stop that?
Remember last year in our Christmas show when I announced I was pregnant?
Yeah, we figured it out. We went to a doctor. He told us.
Yeah, and now we know. We're like, what?
What? That explains all these cock blocks that keep showing up.
Oh.
That explains all these babies that keep popping out.
So we've narrowed it down to a few reasons.
Yeah, our babies are all named cock block 1 through 6.
And the dog is cock block 7. Oh, now the dog is cock block 8 because I have 7s in my
cock
belly.
Cock block 7's coming out.
Cock block 7.
Poor Miller. No wonder he's eating Big Macs.
Speaking of which, kids, you want to stay tuned for Sex with Mark and Karen?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up.
Coming up, like, later in the show, a lot later.
But stay tuned, for God's sakes!
Wait a Miller, you're so expert. Your teasing is so, you know.
Ooh. And then stay tuned for Richard the Toy Boy. I'm sure he's going to show us another dildo.
A Japanese USB dildo.
Yeah, with a USB port on it, exactly.
It's a dildo with a USB port.
And Firewire. Firewire, kids, on a USB.
What? It's Japanese.
And it has a water cooling system, so it never gets hot. Oh, yeah.
Not too hot, at least. Because it's got a water heating system, too.
And you put them both Holy. Together, and they just fight each other all day.
Go to stranger.com to ask you, Tango, motherfucker, Joe.
Hey, so, Michael, I was listening to What Do You Know today. Michael Feldman had the best joke about the newest movie that's coming out. It's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Nine Iron.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Oh, my God.
I thought he wasn't called Tiger anymore. I thought he was called Cheetah.
Cheetah.
Yeah, he's a cheetah.
Oh, is he? So what is the deal with him? Is he like...
Come on. You can't tell me you haven't heard the story.
I ignore these very pointedly, but I guess he got into a car accident, but I don't understand the car accident and the cheating, because he was alone, right?
He was being chased by his wife. She beat him with a club.
Awesome!
She took the window out and dragged him out of the car.
Holy shit. Miller, see? Aren't you glad we're not famous? Because everyone would know I did that to you the other day.
Yes, dear. It was really
otherwise known as Saturday Night at Their Place.
That's exactly right. It was your fault. You just don't listen.
I should have listened. You're right.
Just don't listen.
I don't listen. It is my fault that I get beaten with sticks all the time. Please help me.
Oh, Miller.
Good Lord. Man. So there was a great picture going around of that was... photoshopped. Did you see that?
No.
I knew.
All right. Well, maybe if I could find it.
Shrinksterize that, baby.
I'll shrinksterize it for you. Meantime.
Excellent.
Maybe we should get going because we're a little bit under the gun here.
We are under the gun.
Time-wise.
Excellent.
So we shouldn't be
wasting
the time of our listeners. Let's get started with things I've learned this week. Or maybe this month or this last
millennium.
Millennium. Because it's been a while. But specifically this week, I've learned that if you're going to crash a keg party, bring both a blue cup and a red cup.
Solo.
So you can pee in one cup. That's
exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then have somebody else drink it, right?
You're gross.
That's disgusting.
No, it's disgusting, Karen.
It's a family show.
It's just if you need to pee in a cup, you need to have
it. This is a family show?
Yeah.
Well, let me rewrite.
The Addams Family.
That's why you guys keep making families.
The Manson family. I've learned that you should never sprinkle catnip on your waterbed.
Huh. Yeah, that's obvious.
It is, but, you know, sometimes I just feel like sprinkling.
Sometimes Franklin wants to roll in catnip, Miller.
I'm
Don't get judgmental.
Just saying. I've learned that after a long workout at the house of your hippie friend with a newborn baby,
Karen?
You should never guzzle the first bottle of milk you see in the fridge.
Oh. Yeah, I made that mistake, too.
No, you got it from the direct source. There's a total difference.
It's bad.
Edit point. Holy shit.
Are you really going to talk about drinking your wife's tit milk on Mondays? Are we going there?
Well, you went there first. Holy shit, Carl.
Well, I drank it by mistake, but you drank it
because
you wanted to drink it? That's disgusting. That's a family show, man.
It's more nutritious than McDonald's.
It's the Christmas show, for Christ's sake.
Miller, you're disgusting.
I've learned that navigating a narrow, curvy road high in the mountains is the wrong time to crack that bottle of Diet Coke you bought at the beach.
By the beach.
Yeah, they're getting worse. I learned that if you're going to have a water balloon fight, try not to eat hot buttered popcorn first.
Ooh. That's a good lesson.
Yeah. Simple.
Yeah. And don't spread catnip on the water balloons, you idiot.
You fucking idiot. I've learned that if you step out to make a phone call, you should never stand under the deck at the old church during Jenny Craig calisthenics camp.
Huh.
Just saying.
Okay. Just saying.
Ow.
Ka-chunk. I've learned that when someone asks me how my career got started, I need to remember to clearly pronounce V-B. B. V-B.
Yeah. Not Karen's got a quizzical look on her face. Not V-D, Karen.
Oh.
Jesus.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Carl. She's pregnant. The blood's not going to her head tonight. I don't know what it is.
She's like, what's VB? I've learned that there's a difference between coincidence and irony. Coincidence is when you walk out of the doctor's office after a successful lung cancer screening and the Marlboro truck drives by. Irony is when it hits you and kills you.
That's irony.
That is irony.
Okay.
And that's what I've learned this week, folks.
Uh,
That's what I've learned. What have you learned, Karen?
No lung cancer. That's so good.
You've learned that I should have used more contraceptive.
I've learned that there's a way to prevent pregnancy. Who knew?
I've learned that I shouldn't have spread catnip on Karen. Stay tuned, kids, for Sex with Mark and Karen. It's coming up.
There she is again.
Carl.
Well, she's moaning and calling my name. What's up with that, Mark?
You're going to have to put that on your Karen 2000. And play it for Miller over and over again.
Oh, fuck you. What is this? Is the honeymoon over? What the hell's happening?
Yeah, we keep having this discussion as to whether or not the honeymoon is over. I think it is.
Oh, it's over.
Has the honeymoon started?
All right, stay tuned for Sex with Mark and Karen. I'm going to reveal some awful details
tonight.
The honeymoon
should come before you keep getting knocked up over and over again.
Yeah, what's up with that?
All right, so something weird has been happening at our house, kids.
Obviously.
A lot of very weird things. Mark's
what
going,
are you talking
Mark's
about?
Mark's in the booth going, no, no, shut up. Don't say it.
Do not talk about that. And I don't want any more pictures showing up on this damn show.
Oh, my God. I so want to. Okay, but I'm not going to. No more Shrinkster for you kids. I'm sorry. I promised. But I'll show it to you privately. Don't tell
Miller. She's going to show me a private spiller.
No, something has been coming to our house without explanation. Okay, Miller looks more scared than I've ever seen him. No, every week or whatever, month, I guess, a Cosmo magazine shows up to our house. I have never subscribed for this. I have no idea. I completely find it socially regressive, as every article could be subtitled, like, ways to change yourself and make you more of what he wants you to be. However, I suspect Miller may have subscribed to this because he once brought home the Cosmo magazine because it had an article that was called 17 Ways to Blow Your Man's mind. So maybe it was him, but at any rate.
Just trying to study up on the latest tips, kids.
Well, I'm looking
next time you want to blow your man, Mark. man's mind, I'm sorry.
He needs to know. He feels like he's not.
Just in case I get arrested, Carl, you never can be too prepared.
The boy wants to make his way to the top of that social status in prison.
Who are you?
But here's what I've discovered. Cosmo is for rookies. These sex tips are totally lame. Okay, they're like, turn your man on intensely. Lick and suck on each one of his fingers. Oh, please.
Fingers?
Cut
to the chase, woman.
Every 16-year-old cock tease has done that. Positions that will drive him wild. Reverse cowboy. Come on, who doesn't know that? Is there any other way to watch porn?
How about inverted cowboy?
Let's just go right to scat and get it over with.
Jesus. Come on.
Is this where you're going, Karen? It's just not enough poo in your sex life or something?
No. Are you okay, girl?
Karen,
I'm just, trying to figure out what you're saying, honey. That's all.
I'm just saying.
Karen, the booth doors are locked.
What's going on?
I can't get out.
No, it has nothing to do with this. Oh, then the last article, taking your bedroom antics to the next level. Use a pre-recorded soundtrack, hologram machine, and several expertly rigged mannequins to convince him that there are six of you. Oh, Cosmo, please. Welcome to Saturday Night at My Place.
What is that, Princess Leia coming up on the hologram machine? What the hell is that?
What? I figured you were a geek. It worked.
Hey, I found that Photoshop. This is freaking hilarious. Shrinkster.com/1BXZ. 1 Bravo X-ray Zebra.
Holy shit.
I mean, particularly like the golf ball in the ear. That's good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Poor Tiger.
Yeah.
Poor Tiger.
Poor guy.
Poor multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Everybody hit a ball feels with a stick guy.
A billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Cosmo.
Well, Karen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Cosmo has, however, provided me with a bit of insight and cause for self-reflection in their psychological soul-searching article, Are You a Badass Girl?
Huh.
In reading this insightful article, I came to the realization that while I may have at one time indeed been a badass girl, I no longer am. And there are a few reasons for this. One, Have wild sex all night and then wear the same clothes you did the night before. Confidently walk the walk of shame. Okay, but I'm only walking to the kitchen table and the kids are not that impressed. They're mostly just hungry and they want breakfast.
Confidently walk the walk of shame.
Yeah, I don't get that. How's
you know
that?
The walk of shame, like when you stay over someone's apartment and you walk, you know, across campus the next day and you're in the same clothes. It's the walk of shame.
Okay.
Come on, guys, you know.
No, I'm just, yeah. I'm just...
Remember when you were in your fraternities and you did that?
Yeah, we all three did that.
Never mind.
There was so much shame involved, I had forgotten about it.
I remember I had my arms over my head and Rocky music was playing.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody named Ruby.
Number two, the clubs I now try to get into, Library Storytime, the YMCA, they have no bouncers for me to juggle my tits in front of to obtain premium access.
Nice.
And number three, the third and final reason.
Did you say juggle your tits, not jiggle your tits? Exactly. Do you do that?
I got to show you, Franklin. I've been working on this party trick for a while.
But she needs one more tit to...
Wow.
So she has three.
I said juggle. That's super funny.
Wow.
Three, the third and final reason why I cannot be a badass girl, because leather pants don't come in maternity sizes.
Nice.
Yes, they do. I found a URL.
was that girl and I missed the theme song?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Girl. Oh.
Girl.
Holy shit.
Girl.
Kids, you wish this was on video right now.
Definitely.
These are some serious professional moves I'm viewing.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
I totally agree, Mark.
What's Franklin doing? My door is still locked, by the way.
You see that camera that I installed in there?
No.
What the hell?
It's the greatest story, Richard. So I go down to let them in, right there at the front door. And I had left the door open, but apparently somebody closed it. So the door is locked. The reason that I can't buzz you in anymore is because in Connecticut, they came up with this new rule that you have to dial the area code and the phone number for local numbers now. You can't just dial local numbers. So,
So when we punch
downstairs, the software for the door takes a phone number. When you push the suite number, it calls the phone, and then you can buzz them in by pressing 9 on the phone, right? So now it's broken. Now the guy has to figure out, hook up like a serial port, get some Linux thing, and edit some table somewhere, which he doesn't know how to do, and it's been months, right? So that's why I can't let him in. So I go down there, and I get out of the elevator. I turn left, and Karen is, like, lap dancing for Miller.
Really?
She's like halfway dead. Her mouth is so close to his penis.
Because his penis is out, waiting outside in the cold.
Okay, Miller's waving a $5 bill right now.
She was down for Miller. And I said to myself, man, I'm really glad I gave the password to Dennis so that I could access the camera record.
Yeah.
Security cameras. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you wish you had one in the booth right now. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I do, Mark.
I got my $5 bill out.
I do. Don't worry. I'm going to have a good night tonight.
The thing that always confounds me is this force field you have between the two booths. I can't quite slip this in.
Miller's like a monkey. He gets so confused by that. He keeps banging his head against it.
I can see you, but I can't reach you.
You confuse me.
Miller, you got some dumb people in the news?
I do.
Well, I guess it's time for people dumber than me. This is where Mr. Mark Miller...
What? Is this my new theme song?
Yeah, it's your new theme song, man. What do you think?
I'm listening. I think it sounds
pretty
great.
Cool, huh?
It's awesome. Do you hear this, Karen?
Is
Carl
this yours?
Finally came through for me. Wait.
It's awesome.
Did I say it was a new theme song? I'm sorry. This is where Mark Miller finds all the people dumber than him. Making the news. He figures if they're dumber than him, they're probably also dumber than you. And will therefore make you feel a little bit better about yourself. Mr. Miller.
Tonight's story. Elf. Fuck. Karen, please don't do that while I'm doing my bit over here.
Karen,
okay?
Leave your pants on.
No, my pants
please.
Are on.
Thanks. Just set that down and later, okay? Oh, no, not there. Don't put it. Oh, woman. Seriously. Okay, I'm not looking at you. This tonight's story, kids, is entitled Elf Go Boom.
Elf Go Boom.
I can't wait.
His neighbors say they've seen him dressed up like a bunny and one of those psychic swamis. But last week, Mr. William Caldwell, a 45-year-old Georgia man decided to change things up and don the green tights, some pointy shoes, and a fabulous hat.
I love a man in tights.
Now, Carl, don't get all excited. It isn't goat date night. Mr. Caldwell was dressed as an elf, and at his side he carried two bags filled with dynamite. A terrorist elf, one of the greatest threats to mankind.
Jesus.
No doubt trained in a polar terrorist study group, Mr. Caldwell had access to all the latest in elf terrorism gadgets, like Teletubby rice and caplets. Or Bratz doll high heel shoe bombs.
Nice.
Entering the South Lake Mall in suburban Atlanta, Mr. Caldwell reportedly walked it with focused intent, totally passing by Annie's pretzels and Mrs. Field's cookies without his steely eyes so much as taking a gander at the sweet hot mess on display around him.
Ooh.
Speaking of a sweet hot mess, kids, stay tuned for Sex with Mark and Karen. And make sure you're wearing your spandex pants and Monday's thong for this one. If you don't have them yet, kids, Monday's thongs are available at Joe's Thong Emporium on 5th. Mention this ad and get 3 special Mondays Up Your Ass thongs for the price of 2.
Miller, you totally stole that. Mondays Up Your Ass is mine.
I thought it was good. I thought it sounded good. Yeah. Am I supposed to have some kind of rebuttal to that?
You guys have the strangest marital arguments I've ever heard in my life.
Well, Karen, you know what? 2 words for you. YouTube.
I hate you.
YouTube at my place on Saturday night.
Welcome to the funny. Old joke show.
All right, so
it's the graveyard show of jokes he's killed.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, sweet hot mess. Right, so you see, Carl, Mr. Caldwell was on a mission to blow up Santa.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Caldwell was picked a shitty time to blow up Santa, as it was Saturday morning and the line of kids was rapping past Macy's all the way to the Gap.
Damn.
And too bad for Mr. Caldwell, because in addition to being a dangerous Christmas terrorist, he was also as dumb as a side of breadsticks. And I'm not talking about the sentient kind of breadsticks that you can get from Olive Garden, Carl. I'm talking about the plain old dumb breadsticks that most people encounter on the street every day. Those sentient breadsticks.
Jesus.
They like
Damn.
They talk to you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's the olive oil.
It's like
rosemary.
It's like millinator. And I'm like, what? Don't talk to me.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm not looking at you.
I am a breadstick. Look at me.
And they're like, you're the only one who can hear us. And I'm like, shut up.
Look, that waiter is looking at you.
Yeah, So anyway, Mr. Caldwell stood in line, tightly holding on to the 2 elf bags at his side.
What were their names?
And Carl, this may be your first clue that we're dealing with an idiot. And I just realized I did not complete this joke, so we're going to let that one go. Hold on, let me just...
Okay. Okay.
Why are you doing that, Karen? Why? Can we save that for later, please?
You know, do I have to clean the nipple marks off the window again?
Yeah. No. I'm sitting in my chair.
Not only that, Carl, you have to actually remove them from the track. Right? Edit points. Carl, stick a like balloon squeaking sound up and down.
Oh my God.
After several tense and dramatic moments, Mr. Caldwell reached the front of the line, where he was greeted with a bit of bewilderment by Santa's helpers, and then politely asked if he would like a picture with Santa. Mr. Caldwell nodded, his steely gaze unbroken due to years of elf terrorist training. Not content to merely stand next to Santa, as the mall employees suggested, Mr. Caldwell proceeded to sit on Santa's lap.
Ooh.
No one said anything. I'm telling you, kids, the awkward was so thick you could cut it with a Malibu Barbie chainsaw. Or a Tickle Me Elmo carbon laser.
Yow.
The photographer peered around his lens to see if everything was okay. Nobody said anything. A cute kid wearing glasses and holding a cone first dropped his jaw, then his ice cream, which landed on the floor in a close-up with an extra-loud splat. Everyone in the mall waited for something dramatic to happen. Mr. Caldwell, noticing that all eyes were on him and that the next move was clearly his, leaned over to Santa, moved his lips close to Santa's cheek, and whispered something sinister into his ear. Dynamite. Santa says, what?
Santa says, what?
Tardy says, what? Santa says, what the fuck you talking about?
Santa says, what you at?
The fuck are you talking about, bitch? Peasant says,
back.
What? Mr. Caldwell cleared his throat and clarified, I have dynamite in the bags. Santa, not being one to sit idly by in the face of extreme Christmas naughtiness, struggled with crazy terrorist elf, power slamming him down to the floor of Santa's little workshop.
You go, Santa.
A place where his considerable girth gave Santa the advantage as he held Mr. Caldwell immobile in a Greco-Roman arm lock.
Sexy.
Speaking of which, kids, stay tuned for Sex with Mark and Karen.
I'm naked.
Mall employees reported hearing Mr. Caldwell scream, "You are crushing my vajayjay!" Which was a bit odd, notably because, as you know, Carl, Mr. Caldwell was a man and didn't have a vajayjay to speak of.
Not a goat.
Not a goat with a vajayjay.
The foul language reportedly sent the blood rushing into Santa's rosy cheeks and cherry nose, and his lips, which were drawn up in a bow, became slightly unbowed.
Uh-oh.
And you know why, Carl?
Why?
Because Santa was totally fucking pissed off, that's why.
Yes, he was.
Santa wasted no time. He started with a dragon screw leg whip, moving effortlessly into a full Nelson face buster.
Damn!
Followed by a flying double underhook yambag bunch of crusher.
Oh, yambags.
Out comes a yambag.
Oh, this is the graveyard show.
Yeah, really. Just when I thought I was free of yambags.
Mr. Caldwell doubled over. After all, he was hit in the yambags, kids.
Oh, God.
And the crowd goes wild. Close up on that cute kid with the empty cone cheering. He goes to take a lick. Don't! Where's my ice cream, Mom?
Oh, no.
Mom, where's my ice cream?
Jesus, that's horrible.
Santa calls for mall security, and Mr. Caldwell is taken away. Police later report that Mr. Caldwell's bags of dynamite didn't contain anything dangerous at all, only a bunch of old costumes and military dog tags. So, Mr. Caldwell, you tights-wearing, pointy-shoe-donning, costume-carrying Santa wrestler, trying to blow up a mall with dirty laundry? You, sir... Ah, dumber than me!
Yes, you are! Man.